Well, greetings once again in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Welcome to the Daily Inspiration. My name is Jody, and I'll be with you, Lord willing, sharing some things from God's Word again, once again here. And again, the blessing is mine, but because of the way God is, He makes a blessing for all of us. As we go to His Word, as we seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, He blesses us and showers upon us from heaven. And He has given to us something more precious than anything this earth could provide for us or give to us or present to us. And that is His Word. And unfortunately, too many times we as believers, we fail to see just the great treasure we have in God's Word. And I just confess, that's me. I oftentimes fail to see just how precious this gift is that we have. And now and then, God gives me a glimpse of just what we have here in His Word. And I'm so thankful for it. It's so abundant to us. We have God's Word readily available to us, and I'm thankful for it. I know there are many people in the world today that do not have a Bible, that so long to have a Bible. And the Word of God there is precious to them. And I pray that one day that they too would be able to have the Word of God. And that we can pray that God would do that. And He is doing that in some places, and some organizations are getting the Word of God out to places where the Bible is forbidden. Or maybe it's places where there is just no written Word of God for them. Language. And so I just, once again, I want to marvel at the thought that we have the Word of God available to us, and I am thankful for that, even though, as I mentioned, I sometimes forget just what a privilege and a precious thing we have here. Anyways, I would like to take us to Psalm 40 today. I'd like to take a look at a few things in David's life, King David, king over Israel. And I'd like to just take a look. We've talked about King David many times in the past, and we've read many scriptures that he had penned and written, and there's a great blessing in it. And I just really appreciate the attitude that King David had. He was a man that was faulty, no doubt, but he had a heart to please God, and he had a heart that knew where his help and his source was from. And it just so easy to relate to him because, once again, we know that he had a great sin in his life, but he was able to take that before his Heavenly Father and get it dealt with and taken care of. And I know that is the very thing that every human being needs to be able to have the wonderment of knowing, is being able to take our sin before God and let Him deal with it and let Him cleanse us from every stain. And I guess that's one reason that I really admire and appreciate the story of King David and his writings, because he's a real man. They all are in the scriptures, but this one here, it just seems to be easy to relate to, because not because he was a king, because that's not many of us would ever experience anything near that capacity, but that his life was so real, and he had good days and bad days. He had mountaintop experience, and he was down in the valley many times. And I know that's something that humans face. And so as we read this, we see that he had the knowledge of God and the desire to have fellowship with God. And that just blesses me. And Psalm 40 is an interesting passage here. And I just want to just take a look at maybe five verses here and just look again at the attitude, the heart of David. And, God put it on his heart to write these things so that you and I could have it, and to be able to share in this experience that he had here throughout his life. and how he found God to be everything that he needed. Psalm 40, verse 1, he says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And I'd just like to pause here just for a moment and just kind of think about this for a little bit. David here is saying, I waited patiently for the Lord. And I started to think about this. And the reason I want to share these things today is because here's some things that are just right where I am, things that God is trying to teach me and speak to me. And that makes it the easiest for me to share those kinds of things because it's what I'm walking through. And I can relate to these things because I struggle with some things just like David did and just like many of the different stories we read in the scriptures. But David finds himself here waiting patiently for the Lord. And I just have to ask myself the question, am I waiting patiently for the Lord? And if so, what am I waiting for? And those are questions that are good for us to ask ourselves. Am I patiently waiting on the Lord? And what is it that I'm waiting for? What are the things that I am waiting on the Lord for? Those are some good thoughts to meditate on. And he said, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. And you see, David was a man that understood some things about God. He understood that God was very willing to hear our cries. And our heart attitude makes a whole big difference in how that all works. But waiting patiently is part of the ingredients, part of the things that need to happen in our hearts for us to be able to say, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Now, I'm not saying that God doesn't hear your cry if you're not being patient, but here, it's connected here. And I thought about patience. You know, I think many of us in the society that we live in is right now we get things done. We have to have some things done for us, some services or some parts or some materials or whatever it may be, and we need it right now so we can get our job done or so we can accomplish this or that or whatever it may be, it's right now. And, you know, I know for me personally, if I'm working on a vehicle and I need a certain part for it and I call and try to find out where am I going to get this part, and, you know, one of the worst things I hate to hear, and I think probably some of you can relate to this too, is that I don't have that part, but I can get it for you. I can have it shipped here. And now it's pretty good. You can usually get stuff overnight, and so you're waiting just the next day. But even that sometimes is a major inconvenience, and I find my flesh wrestling with that sometimes. And this is just a little thing in my life, a little part. And yes, it's important. But I find myself being impatient many, many times. And maybe it's something different than that. Maybe, you know, you could make your own list of what it is. But sometimes we find ourselves very frustrated when we are having to wait for something. And David is here saying not only is he waiting, but he's waiting patiently, patiently. And this is a virtue, I think, for us to be able to wait patiently for the Lord. And we know that he will incline his ear unto us and hear our cry. And those are kind of things that really are building blocks in our lives in relationship to God. Even though it's a trial many times, we find that it is actually strengthening our relationship to our Heavenly Father. We know if any of you are blessed to be a father, you know that it's not good for your son or your daughter to just get every little request they make right now. It's good for them to learn some patience and that sometimes you have to wait because that's a reality in life. It's just the way things go sometimes. And we know that a spoiled child is one that would just get his way every time right now. Just no questions, just give them what they want right now. We know better than to do that. Because we would end up with a very spoiled child, one that would be not able to wait for anything or really to learn how to control the driver inside that wants it right now. That's kind of the way we are. We're kind of wired that way, if I can use that kind of term there. But David's teaching us here that he found a place in the Lord that he can wait patiently. And in verse 2, he said, "He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings." David recognized here that God took him up out of a horrible pit. A place, you know, a pit is it'd be a terrible place to think of Joseph when his brothers were just trying to decide what to do with him. They were going to kill him, and one of his brothers decided, "Hey, let's not kill him. Let's put him down in this pit." And his brother was going to rescue him later out of that pit. You know the story, but anyways, Joseph finds himself down in this pit, and he's obviously not able to get himself out of the pit. It's deep enough. The whatever the circumstances were in that pit, he was not able to climb up out of that pit. He was stuck, and he was in a horrible pit. You can imagine that would be an awful place to be, down in a pit, unable to do yourself the service of climbing out or rescuing yourself. Can't do it. And here David is talking about that God brought him up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. I think of miry clay. I think of just slimy, nasty clay. And so here he is experiencing the God of heaven lifting him up out of a pit. And we're not told here exactly what his pit is, but as you read the story of David, you'll see that he had more than one pit that God rescued him out of. And this was one of them. And he says, "Out of the miry clay, and then he set my feet upon a rock." I could see a man struggling, trying to get himself out of a pit. And maybe the pit's full of this slimy, miry clay, 2 or 3 feet deep, maybe. It doesn't say here, but I kind of imagine this in my mind because of what he says here. He says, "And he set my feet upon a rock," some place where he could be sure with his footing. He could be out of that struggle, out of that miry, slimy clay that just was he was stuck in, and God lifted him up and put him on a rock, and it says, "And established my goings." And Lord willing, as we share more in different days, we'll be taking a look at some things where we see that God was establishing the goings of David, and he knew that God was doing that. And I think we can read some scriptures later on that are going to show that he truly did know God was establishing his goings. And he was not afraid. David was not afraid when he kept his right mind with God. Now, if he got his eyes off the Lord or if he looked at the circumstances, he could get afraid just like anybody could. But he had the presence of mind and the attitude of heart to be able to cry out to God, Almighty God, and be able to get his feet back on a rock instead of in a pit in some miry clay, and that God would establish his goings. I'd like you to kind of think about that as we'll be looking at other scriptures here, that will show how David actually lived out the words that he spoke. But these words are a blessing to me, and we only got through 2 verses this time, but we'll, Lord willing, we'll pick it up and do it again and go continue on through these teachings. You can meditate on this, and you can be thinking about it, and let God speak to you. Psalm 40, and we just read verses 1 and 2, David waited patiently for the Lord. May that be something that we also can say and do as we walk out this life. May God bless you as you ponder these things.